This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Happy Thursday morning, Junks listeners on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, Monumental Sports Network as well. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Just go to cropmetcalf.com if you need information on how to become one of their five-star technicians. It is an open line Thursday. You can call us anytime throughout the show at 800-636-1067. Those are the MGM National Harbor listener lines. I'm Cakes, at Money Metal Cakes. That's where you find me on Twitter, at Cakes Flops on Instagram. Jason Bishop is here.
Good morning, Cakes.
Good morning to you.
Good morning, Cakes.
John Paul Flame is here wearing his Crab 5 t-shirt.
I am, and I know you're fired up because fantasy baseball season is here.
Pumped, JP. Pumped beyond belief. And Eric Bickle is here.
Good morning.
Poo.
How are you, Ricky?
Good morning.
Crab 5 took care of business.
They did.
Relatively.
In Ann Arbor. Nice road win
relatively
for them.
Relatively easy dub for them. You know, it was never really in doubt. They cut it to maybe two or three at one point. Maybe even a little better net, but yeah, the comfortable win for them.
If you like the shirt, 1067thefanshop.com.
Yep, go get one.
I think I have the address right.
Go get three or four.
Dude, I just realized that Danny Wolf is that kid that transferred from Yale last night.
Right.
And I was like, oh my God, he's a beast. Well, he played really well last night, so I don't know how he's done other. But
he's one of the best players.
If Yale had him, Yale's like pretty in the Ivy League, they're pretty unbeatable. If they still had him, I can't even fathom how good they would be, because they have two other studs.
Yeah, well, he wanted to go make a little cash.
My understanding is he got $1 million to go from Yale to Michigan.
That sounds right.
I didn't realize that was who the kid was, because I knew he was a 7-footer. This kid's got like skill.
He's fiery too.
Yeah. Can Maryland creep all the way up to like a 2 seed?
No, I don't think so. I mean,
three for sure, right?
I don't know.
They said last night Maryland's range was 2. Or no, never mind. That was for the Big Ten tournament. Sorry.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. I don't think they're going to be a 2 seed. I think maybe a 4.
I mean, the latest brackets I saw before, I think their last two wins, they were a 5 seed.
Depends
so maybe
on how
they get bumped up to a 4.
Maybe. Yeah.
They're
depending
still
on
not
how they
getting
the
much from
tournament.
Their bench. They got like 4 points from their bench.
Yeah. Four.
Bench, mench.
You got to ride your horses at this point.
That's it's only a 40-minute game, EB. Got a halftime. You got TV timeouts.
It was bad because it like with Michigan State, if they grind you down, at least it's a slower pace of play. But the stretch when they cut it to 4. They would just leak out and run every chance they got. And you could visibly see the Terps were tired and couldn't get back. The big men were just beating Queen down the court because he was tired. Mm-hmm. Beating Reese down the court because he was tired.
They made an emphasis on doing that,
They were. If they would have tried to ran them out the building the entire game, it would have been a lot closer.
Well, it's a solid strategy. If you know your opponent only really plays 5 guys and plays them heavy minutes, you should try to wear them down.
Hey, they got 4 points off the bench from Geronimo. Queen, I saw, you know, he finished with 17 points
he
and
took
12
some
rebounds.
Bad shots early.
I can't remember who put it out there, but somebody said that they thought Queen was the second best freshman in the country to Cooper Flagg, which I know you love Ace Bailey. And
yeah, I mean, I wouldn't, there's no way I'd say that, but
I thought
he took some really bad shots in the first half. And his numbers ended up being decent, 17 to 12, but his first four or five shots, I thought they were pretty bad.
Well, there was definitely a stretch early in the game when I tweeted about it because it made me crazy. We were up like 7-4. So early, right? Mm-hmm. But then Michigan came down like five times in a row and just couldn't score. And then we couldn't capitalize either.
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, they go on like an 8-point run and we were down. And I was like, oh, no. That might have been. I don't know. That's so early in the game. It's crazy to get upset like that early. But I just felt like, man, we got to do better offensively.
Rice has been really good.
They're so good defensively, though. The Terps.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Could be fun in March. I mean, it is March, but could be fun in the tournament. Again, if you want your Crab 5 shirt, 1067thefanshop.com. We're all told to bring our shirts. I just decided to wear mine. Did everybody bring theirs
back?
Mine's
in my locker.
I think it's to take a team photo.
Yeah. I forgot my shirt. So
three out of four.
Mine's in my bag. I think, is their next game Friday night? Is that right? And is it
Saturday?
Saturday is a senior night?
Against Northwestern.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Northwestern game at home.
You know what? Northwestern's always tough. Like, they're not great, but they're well coached, I think.
Hasn't Chris Collins been there forever?
We've been there for a long time.
Yeah.
Remember, I think they beat us on a buzzer beater or something like that the first go around.
Yeah.
That's it. And then it's the tournament. That's the last game of the regular season for the Terps. I mean, you look at the last three losses they had, they were all like at the buzzer,
mm-hmm.
right? They lost to Michigan State half quarter, lost to Ohio State. That was a game they should have won. And then they lost Northwestern way back in mid-January, and that was an overtime game.
Mm-hmm.
Willard said after the game, and I kind of agree with him, that when you lose that game to Michigan State in the fashion they did on the half-court shot,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're dealing with 18, 19, 20-year-old kids.
Mm-hmm.
Could be hard to recover from that and go on the road for two straight conference mm-hmm. games. And you end up winning.
Mm-hmm.
I think Willard
was able to
get them to get over it.
Yep.
Get them to refocus and get two conference wins. I'm all in. I don't know about you guys. I'm all in. I feel like they can make a run.
Definitely can make a run.
I'm just too ignorant.
And you guys are poo-pooing. I mean, I don't know. I just do the math. You're ranked 13th. You keep winning. If you go on a good run in the tournament, the conference tournament, why couldn't you get a 2 or 3 seed? I guess a two is a long shot, but...
If they win the tournament, I would agree with you. But as of now, I wouldn't look at their overall top 25 rankings.
They do have impressive road wins in the conference.
I mean, they're not going to be a 2 seed based on their numbers now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if they win the Big Ten tournament, all right, maybe it's a different story, but long way to go before we get there.
Where do you have them in your spiral notebook there, Jason? If you started breaking down the ACC, I mean, the Big Ten tournament, the ACC tournament, all these tournaments?
No, the bracket's not out yet. Gotta wait till...
Yeah, he needs the actual bracket.
Gotta wait till Sunday.
I haven't been this size since, was it the 2020 team? When COVID canceled March Madness,
and they had a pretty
stacked team heading into the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still just familiarizing myself, honestly, with most of the guys. I know Gillespie and Rice and Queen and Reese. I don't really know much about Miguel. Where did he come from? Like, what's his deal?
I think he's been on three teams or four.
He's one of those guys?
Yeah.
He's a
senior.
Jumper.
He'll be gone.
Yeah.
He's been, all right, so Selton Miguel... He hit like a good double pump.
He came in from
Kansas State, South
Florida, I think.
Kansas State for 2 years, mm-hmm. South Florida for 2 years, and then Maryland. So three teams.
Yeah. He's, how was he, about 23, 22?
I mean, he just looks
solid. I'll tell you what, he was hitting some bombs early in that game, too.
Mm-hmm. Like JP said, yeah, he hit one like double clutch, like three. Like, that's hard to do.
Yeah.
Really hard to do. I don't know how he did it.
Just try and get Coach Will on before the Big Ten tournament.
Why don't we get him? Maybe get him on after the tournament and before the NCAA
tournament.
I don't know.
Miguel's 24.
Wow,
it's mature. That's what it's happens mature when college student. I
mean, he's been in school for 6 years.
Cornell's got a kid that's old. He did a mission.
Ah,
did a mission.
Gotcha.
He's old. He's married. He's on the team and he's married.
I mean, that's definitely a an outside the box bit to do thing to do in college yeah, is right? to get married.
Yeah, I had a mission kid. Yesterday, and it was just to not have too much homework after my tax appointment. But I have six different things to do.
I've been there, done that many times.
Six. It's going to take a while to track everything down.
Yeah, what a pain in the ass.
I mean, some of it may end up being helpful. Like the reason why I have a tax guy, I mean, none of us are capable of doing it, is he'll ask you questions that you didn't think of, which you might get deductions. So he's like, how much money did you spend on childcare? And my kid's at school, so I'm not really thinking about it. He goes, how about camps?
Don't know.
Camps. My kid does camps throughout summer.
I have no idea.
Those can all be deductible.
I had no idea. No
but clue. Now I got to chase down the name of the camp, the address of the camp, the tax ID number, that's how much we spent.
Might not be worth it.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's something you can just ballpark. But yeah. I guess if you need the tax ID number, that's like a real thing.
The pain in the neck, I mean, it's in some ways it's good, but in 2024, I sold 49 books.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
I got to track down that tax. They don't send me something. And I said that if it's under $600 in revenue, which I think it's just under $600 well, in sure revenue.
You don't need a receipt or something.
Yeah, but I still got to track it down.
Yeah.
Stuff like that is just a pain in the neck.
I'd make sure it snuck under whatever threshold he told me.
Bought two cars last year. Yeah. Thank you to Oarsman Cars.
Mm-hmm.
How much sales tax did you pay? I don't know.
Why? What is the sale?
You can I don't know.
Sales
he
tax?
Asked me, what's the sales tax you paid on it?
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, you guys know, I've been trying to get out of being my mom's executor of her will. You guys have already dealt with this with your parents. I didn't have to deal with it with my dad. But it's been told to me that it's taken care of. Don't worry. But my guy said, just set aside 50 hours. Assume it's going to be a 50-hour job.
Okay.
I mean,
that's a nightmare.
I think it depends on what you have.
50 hours.
I know your mom's got a farm.
Yeah. I mean, who knows? It could be anything.
Mine lasts a couple years.
Sound like it's taken care of. You just, like 2 minutes ago, you said it's been taken care of.
That's what they said. Like, it's going to be easy. Don't worry about it. Mm. But set aside 50 hours.
Okay.
Oh my God. She can't die. She has to live forever. She has to live forever. I'm going to take her to every.
Very little sauna being done that week.
Oh, give her. Yeah, no sauna use. Yes. I'm going to give her all the vitamins, everything. She got to stay alive.
I mean, you can always hire out. Like, eventually, you're going to have to sell the house unless one of the Bickles decides to move back into Pennant Lane.
I would think that would be an easy thing to do.
Yeah, we still got to go through the process of clearing it out, find a real estate agent.
It's just all of the paperwork.
Then you've got a bunch of siblings you're going to have to divvy up the money with.
50 hours. They just have it
been
ready.
25%.
Yeah. Do it.
Yeah.
Just put it on your calendar. All right. Coming up on an open line Thursday, we've got Nick Dowd from the Washington Capitals. He'll join us at 8:25. They got another win last night. Big surprise. Ovi scored last night at Madison Square Garden. So he'll be on the show at 8:25. And we'll talk hoops with Antonio Daniels at 9:20. When we come back, we'll talk about that Caps win against the Rangers. We'll touch on the Wizards. And there's a big name that got cut loose defensively in the NFL. Would the Commanders have any interest? We'll get into all of that and more on the sports page next on The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just a reminder, you can win a trip to Florida for the ultimate college basketball viewing experience March 20th to the 23rd. Odyssey's Buckets and Bets at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Hollywood is your destination for tip-off weekend. We will give you a keyword three times throughout today's show, so keep listening for that. That gives you the key to enter. So we will do that three times today.
Jason had me feeling his elbow.
Let me see it.
A little weird. He's got
maybe a doctor here. Is it swollen? Is it red?
No, it's just.
It could be bursitis.
Oh, just, bursitis. Yeah,
it hurts. It's very swollen. It hurts. Like
you have a sack of some sort of liquid at the bottom of your elbow. From
it says your bursa can produce a fluid, redness, swelling, and pain.
Have you been throwing some pitches, curveballs? Many curveballs, Jason Bishop.
Maybe. What led to this? You've been hitting golf balls. Last week.
Yeah, but it didn't bother me swinging a club. But maybe I did something to it. I think it was bothering me before that. But I don't.
Getting
know.
Older sucks.
Getting old sucks.
Olecranon bursitis is when the sack between your elbow and bone and your skin starts gets swollen.
That's probably it.
We're all 54.
I think that's what it is.
Or 55. I guess EB's 55. Yeah, the rest of us 54. Born in 1970. If you want to do the math. When we had that client meeting the other day, there was no sitting. I mean, maybe some people sat down.
I found some seats.
I didn't sit down once for 3 hours.
I can't stand for literally like 5 to 7 minutes to eat, just to eat a little plate of food, and then I was up the rest of the time.
And so my right knee, which has had the ACL surgery, but it's had two other surgeries, by the end of the evening, I had a vicious limp.
Right.
Because it's almost like bone on bone, and when I'm not like moving it that much and it's stiff, it just stiffens up.
Yeah.
Show.
Mm-hmm.
Sucks.
Getting old does suck.
It's not fun.
And you've got bursitis, according to the doctors here.
I think you got bursitis. You got to take some Advil and ice it.
I got it.
You got to chill out a little bit.
Can I sterilize a sewing needle and pop it?
Yeah.
And just drain it?
Sure.
Ooh, that's Valdez's type of thing.
Do
Valdez
it.
Loves watching like Dr. Pimple Popper.
Well, who doesn't like to watch a good pimple?
I don't like to watch. That's something that tilts me beyond belief. It just grosses me out.
Well, again, I have a theory.
I can't do it.
And I hope the Cakes doesn't take this personally. I have a theory that Cakes he's on the spectrum. Cakes has a little autism in him because he has sensitivity issues. He takes his shirt off to go poop. If he walks on the snow, it throws him.
I mean, the
cotton pulling makes
liberating.
Him crazy.
Yeah, I don't like
if
it.
You see a pimple popping, he has these weird reactions.
It's a weird cheese thing. Like some hot cheese, but not cold cheese.
I'm saying this in a loving way. I think he's a little bit on the spectrum.
I think that's a little extreme. Just because he's different than you doesn't mean he's on the spectrum.
It's not that he's different. It's that he's sensitivity things. All these things he's very sensitive to.
Well, I think we're all on the spectrum at some point.
Big giant pimples, clearly sensitive to.
Yeah.
Digest that content.
I do think it's gross, too.
But he liked to watch a beheading, though. So I don't understand.
You're the weird one for liking the pimple popping.
Huh?
The old school Al-Qaeda beheading videos, which are horrible. I just have a weird fascination with them.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to watch them 100 times.
Yeah, I know.
But I'll probably watch it once.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's weird how afraid of heights you are. And I know that a lot of people are. The way that you wouldn't like go on a balcony. That weird.
Whatever.
Everybody's got their own weird.
Of course. Whatever that affliction is, I have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. If it's autism, sure. But I am afraid of heights.
I'm not saying you're that.
100%.
But like for him, for you to call him autistic or on the spectrum because he doesn't like pimple popping.
No.
I think pimple popping is weird to watch.
Okay, fair enough. I'm just putting in, he has a thing about things that touching his skin, the sounds of things, the pulling.
Yeah, it's true.
There is just something he has.
He also has ringing in his ears 24/7.
Well, that's a real health affliction that I have. I mean, I've got tinnitus.
I had it for like 2 minutes.
It sucks, too.
I had it for 2 minutes, and I started freaking out, thinking this was going to be the rest of my life. I don't know what happened,
yeah.
But I started hearing like this ringing about a week ago.
I mean,
I started thinking of cakes. I was like, oh my God.
I went to an audiologist and they did whatever they could. That like they tried to help me to the best of their ability, but the solutions were basically like, yeah, just distract yourself and listen to other white noise or listen to music. And it's just like, okay, that's I'm just saddled with it.
They got nothing.
Yeah, they got nothing. They got nothing. I'm Lars Ulrich now. My ears just ring all the time.
800-636-1067 if you want to chime in on an open line Thursday presented by Window Nation. Search for new windows and doors. Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home because it's where you live.
Should we talk about another old guy?
Sure.
Not as old as us, but yeah. Ovi.
We should definitely talk about him.
But not playing like he's old.
He's definitely not playing like he's old.
Another goal last night. Caps win in overtime up in the Garden, up in New York. Beat the Rangers 3-2. Ovi's goal brings him to 9 shy of breaking.
You almost get the
sense.
Already
updated.
If he wasn't hurt, he might have broken it already.
Yeah. Possibly.
I mean, I think he would have because he missed like 5+ weeks.
Yeah. Yeah,
he definitely,
right.
if he had not missed that stretch, I think he would have already been at the number.
He had quick hands.
885 is where
885
we sit right now.
Yeah. There were a couple fights in that contest.
Scraps.
Yes.
And I'll tell you this, Caps fans, they'd like to fight Darren Pang, who was on the call of the game last night. Now, the game, because it was a TNT game. It was a national game.
Oh, yeah, it wasn't local, right?
So listen to what Darren Pang said about Alex Ovechkin during the game last night. It put a lot of Caps fans on monkey tilt.
Mm.
Side was Radish on the entry. And we get a whistle.
Well, I give Spencer Carver and his coaching staff an awful lot of credit. We all know that Alex Ovechkin's been a bit of a one-trick pony throughout his NHL career, but that has not been the case. And there's the normal spot. We saw that here on TNT. But how about this one? Right through the guts of the ice, right in the middle. Now he's again in the middle of the ice, fires that one. And how about this one in the last one? Right in the slot. And he picks it up, has strength on it. And
is he saying that just because of where he scores his goals, like his office?
Power play.
But he was such an aggressive checker throughout his career.
I think he meant where the goals are coming from.
I think it was taken a little the wrong way.
But Caps
Caps fans bristled at it.
I didn't like it.
Twitter was on fire.
But maybe he meant something different.
I'm not the world's biggest Caps fan. That annoys me.
I think he was trying to basically say, Ovi has scored a lot from his office. Now he's expanding it a bit.
Right.
But it does diminish him. It diminishes him. It was
first
a shot
of all,
at Ovi.
He's a great passer. He has so many assets to his game.
He's top 60 in the NHL history in assists.
Right.
He's 56th.
Yeah.
He's third all-time in hits.
Right.
So to call him just a one-trick pony, he can just score from one spot, it's disrespectful.
We should get
he's
Darren.
Not good in the shootout.
We should get Darren Pang on the show.
I mean, everybody's got a flaw.
And ask him to clarify exactly what he was talking
Caps
about.
Caps fans, were you tilted by Darren Pang's comments last night? 800-636-1067 is the number.
Like,
you're welcome to weigh in.
That was a shot.
And it also crystallizes why Joby and Locker need to be on the call for the record-breaking
goal. Why are they taking shots at this guy as he's approaching this record? Why would you say something like that on a national broadcast? This guy's a one-trick pony. Why are they trying to diminish him?
I think it came out that way. You know how it works. They had video over. So they
anytime I ever say one-trick pony, I'm diminishing the person.
Okay. Yeah. But they had VO prepared, and they were trying to show that he was scoring from different spots and getting to different spots under Carberry's system.
Why wouldn't you say, when you think of Ovi scoring goals, you think of him in the office.
Yeah,
but
you think of him in his office. But look how.
But look where he's scoring throughout the season.
One trick pony is just a disrespectful term.
He did say a bit of it.
No, it doesn't matter. It's disrespectful. Yeah. You're disrespecting.
If I called you a bit of a loser, you'd be upset.
I don't think he meant it that way. I'm kind of with Jason there.
No, I think 800-636-1067.
If you want to chime in, should mention Willie scored again. And I remember talking to Coach Carberry about it and brought it up.
Willie's been awesome.
You brought up his season high, career high, and he's going to definitely pass 30.
Oh, he's definitely going to get 30. And another huge
Dubois
addition.
Dubois has been unbelievable.
Pierre-Luc Dubois, a guy who was toxic, who'd been traded a bunch, who had a big salary, and people, when the Caps traded for him, people were like, what are you guys doing? Like, this guy has been kicked out of locker rooms in Winnipeg and L.A. after one season. Like, why are you acquiring him, especially for that big salary? I mean, he's paying huge dividends. And yeah, we talked about it with Carberry yesterday when he covered McDavid about a week ago, 10 days ago here at Capital One. He stoned him.
Mm-hmm.
Kept him off the score sheet. He had one shot on goal. Or he had zero shots on goal in that game. So he's been huge.
He's been great.
He's been awesome.
And that's a big win because, you know, they went through that little stretch where they only scored one and two goals and they lost three in a row. Come back, win a couple in a row now, go up to the Garden. Now they come, don't they come back home? I believe they come back
home. They play two games, I believe, at home. I think they play the Red Wings Friday night because we're doing the Altcast. Yep. And then they host the Kraken before they go out on the road for, I think, a two or three game road swing.
I was just happy that they avoided shootout because I was staying up late watching it. I was like, oh. And it was about a minute left when Willie put it in to win it.
Great pass from Stromer, too.
Yes. Other good news, Locker is recovering.
That's great.
You were saying, when are we going to see Joe B and Locker together? He didn't indicate it, but I guess he's 4 weeks into his recovery.
Very good.
From his surgery, and he tweeted out a picture, two thumbs up.
That's great.
He looked good, so
and
I guess
Alan
he's getting
May's
his strength
been awesome
back.
Awesome in his place. Yeah. We love Alan May, but it's just great that hopefully, I'm keeping all the fingers crossed that Joe B and Locker somehow get to call the record-breaking goal instead of just one of these carpetbagger national hacks that never watch Ovi play.
So there's 11 games left.
National hacks.
11 yeah, games
that's
left.
That's what they are to me.
Darren Pang's a national hack. 11 games left in March. He needs 9. That's asking for a lot to score 9 in 11 games.
Yeah.
But I'm looking at that first week of April, maybe.
I mean, my son bought two tickets to the game at Carolina Wednesday, April 2nd. I think that's a good shot.
What about the Chicago game, April 4th?
The game at Boston, April 1st, could be the one.
You should go to that Carolina game, too. Just go with your son, and it might be a magical game.
I wanted to. I've got the Cakes Classic in April.
Oh, that's right.
I've got
Wednesday.
A conflict.
Why don't you move it?
Got a conflict.
Mm-hmm. You can't move it? He won't move it for you?
Nah, I didn't ask.
Okay. I love how the Capitals tweeted out, one trick pony scores his 885th career goal and records his 1,599th career point. Yeah. That was from at Capitals.
You think the Caps aren't going to respond to that when they call the greatest player in franchise history a one trick pony on a national broadcast?
They're diminishing him. They're diminishing him as he. I mean, it's just BS.
I don't know. When I heard the Ovi goal, I thought that it was a great call. I thought he was giving Ovi all the props and he was excited. Didn't sound like a bored national announcer. It was salty.
You know, getting that mark down there for Ovechkin.
To the front for Mangiapane. And he scores! Alexander Ovechkin! 9 away from 99!
That's how I also know he's a national hack. He called him Alexander Ovechkin instead of Alex Ovechkin.
Yeah.
Hack. Don't want to hear him call.
Is that the same guy that said he was
play-by-play guy.
Whoever that is. Don't want to hear
that. That was a
them.
Great call.
I want to hear Joe B and Locker. I'm territorial. No, those are our guys.
Trav, when you
they
refer to someone as a bit of a one-trick pony, you're diminishing
them.
You're diminishing them.
I could understand how you guys feel that way, but I didn't think it was that big of an insult. I mean, 50%, almost 50% of his goals do come from the office. I mean, that is what he is known
understood.
For.
Understood. He's that from that goal scoring aspect of his game. But he's a great passer.
Can you
he's
play it again though? Does he say
for 20 years in a league?
But can you play it again? Like the full context.
He's not a great passer.
Hold up a second.
He's a great passer.
He's not a great passer.
He's pretty good at passing.
Did he say he's been known as a bit of a one trick pony? Or did he call him a one-trick pony? Because I think it's
no
fair.
Different.
I think he says known.
Yeah, I think I definitely think it's different. If you say he's been
that's
known.
That's his interpretation of.
Let's listen to it.
We got a whistle. Well, I give Spencer Carberry and his coaching staff an awful lot of credit. We all know that Alex Ovechkin's been a bit of a one-trick pony. Right.
Oh, yeah. Didn't even say known.
A bit. Yeah. He said bit.
He created it himself.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's him trying to sidestep away from it.
I'm not even that big a fan, and I'm pissed off.
Look, you should be.
Here's the deal. You'd be upset.
If you're watching it, they had a package ready. They had their VO package ready of Ovi in different spots. So he was waiting all game to do it. He could have chosen better language, but he wanted to show how Carberry's implemented him in different spots. And so, you know, they
but
got to a break.
The way,
no.
Because
here's how it happens. We know behind the scenes.
Because he wanted to insult him.
No.
That's an insult.
No, look. Behind the scenes, they get to a break, and there's a producer saying, okay, we're going to play the video. You go ahead and, you know, talk about, like we've talked about, the three or four different spots. and he just didn't choose his language
that
right.
That was him editing. That was Pang's editorial. He wanted to call him a one-trick pony, so he did.
Yeah, he took a shot at him.
He didn't have to.
He chose
to say that.
Yeah.
What's Pang's? What's his deal?
He used to be a goalie in the goalie league back in the day. Right.
Yeah,
I knew I'd heard his name.
I wish Ovechkin had scored on him 50 times.
He probably has.
I think he's clearly before Ovi's time.
He's the old guy.
I mean, I'm guessing he's in his late 50s, early 60s.
Goalie bias.
61.
61 years old.
What do you mean by that, Valdez?
I'm just saying, it's like a goalie, you know, they have a natural rivalry against goal scorers.
Right.
Man, I wish they'd scored 100 goals on Darren Pang. I wish they'd played in the same era.
Can I go to these people, Drab, have you answered them? I want to go to other people that might feel. I am pissed
off
at this
Thursday.
Dude.
Everyone's pissed at Darren Pang.
I'm pissed at him. I definitely think anytime you say somebody's a one-trick pony, you are diminishing
them. I'm boycotting. I will never watch a broadcast with Darren Pang on it from here to eternity.
Can I receive money on that? Because I know that you will.
No, I won't.
I'll bet you $100
you will.
When he's tied.
I'm boycotting.
Yeah, right. No. Listen to it. Listen to the game.
Yeah, I can listen to John Walton. Because, you know what? He'll call
it. Oh, no. You know what? You just go to the game.
I could go to the game.
Yeah, just go.
Or I can listen to John Walton. Darren Pang boycott right here, now.
You know what? You can watch the game, put it on mute, listen, and then time it up and listen.
Perfect. Maybe we should.
That's a perfect
solution. Hey, should we petition the league? Should we start some sort of, like, petition to get Joe B. and the locker to make the call?
I mean, I like
it's so funny. You know how many times you've made fun of people for starting petitions?
I like your hustle, but petitions generally don't get things done.
I understand.
I like it, though.
I'm just trying a hacky radio bit.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
It's cool.
I thought there was a chance that both networks could call.
I agree. I don't know.
I hope that's the case. Because I know which broadcast I'll be watching.
All right.
The one with Joby and Locker.
All right, let's go to
Chris in Gainesville. Chris, what's up, man? You're on with the Junkies.
Salutations, boys.
Hello. Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was sideways. To be honest, I was on my phone listening or watching, and when I heard it, I was like, did he just say that? I like Darren Pang. I think it was irresponsible as well. He's got 10 goals left. It's a national audience. Like, if you're going to expand hockey, there's no way that you should be downplaying one of the greatest players, if not, well, certainly the greatest goal scorer. But this should be a celebration, not anything negative. I thought it was irresponsible. Right. And yeah, I was pissed.
Yeah, I mean, did they say Babe Ruth, Babe, bad example. Right. Like, Hank Aaron's a one-trick pony?
Right. But like you said earlier, that's a damn good trick.
Yeah.
The whole point of playing hockey, scoring goals. And you got the guy who's going to break the guy who previously held the record. I think he said it in like 1999.
It doesn't piss me off like it's pissing you guys off, but
I just think it's diminishing.
Sometimes people say things and they're thinking something different than they say something because they lack the other terminology or words or phrase.
Like you might say something wrong.
Yes.
But that's a clear phrase that everyone understands. Okay, you're diminishing the person.
He's a professional too.
Yeah. I know.
He should have had this thought out before.
Especially if it's a voiceover. Pony, I'm diminishing
insulting.
You. I'm diminishing you.
All right.
Darren Pang.
Let's go to
sawed off little goalie.
Let's go to Tony. Tony, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. I was telling you the screener. I've been coaching hockey over 40 years. You call somebody a one-trick pony, that means they're one-dimensional. That means that's all they got.
Right.
This guy is a passer. He'll put you into the third row.
Right.
He's been an outstanding captain with all that kind of pressure on him. And this guy has a release like nobody's business.
Remember when Hunter was here and he was laying down blocking shots like everybody else?
Yeah. I mean, that is – and we need to do something to get Joe B. And Locker on that on that call, because that's the way it's supposed to be. This is one of the biggest things that will ever happen in the history of hockey.
All right. Thank you, Tony. I appreciate it.
All right, I'm putting this up as our poll of the day, brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can only 100 calories, zero carbonation for easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bars and in convenient variety 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. Did Darren Pang try to diminish Ovi by saying Ovechkin's been a bit of a one-trick pony throughout his NHL career.
It's going to be 94%, yes.
Yeah, it should be 100%. Coming up later on the show,
there'll be some Ranger
fans. We can talk more about this with Ovi's teammate, Nick Dowd. He'll join us coming up at 8:25, and we'll talk NBA with friend of the show, Antonio Daniels, at 9:25 here on the Junks. What do you Commanders fans think about trading for a guy named, DK Metcalf, who wants out of Seattle? He's been given permission to seek a trade out of Seattle.
Unnecessary. They just traded for Debo.
Right.
I'd be all in. Depends on what you want to give up.
I'll take him.
Depends on the compensation.
I'll take him.
Now, the problem is you're going to have to extend him and give him a fat deal where he's making probably,
he deserves it,
I don't know, $28 or $30 million per year. You ready to pay him that sort of money?
Sure.
Then you would be paying, because Terry is doing
Terry's
extension.
Get a new deal.
You got to get him extended. Then you'd be extending DK Metcalf. You'd have $230 million.
This
plus
is the
wideouts.
Problems that all good teams have.
Right.
So, you know, deal with it. This is what happens if you become good.
Yeah.
You're going to have, salary issues trying to figure it out. But, it's a pencil game. You figure it out.
On a slight side note with some of the other Commanders' wideout personnel, this is a nugget I got from Matthew Berry, who does fantasy sports for NBC Sports.
Sure.
He's been in the fantasy game forever.
I feel like he's a Commanders fan, too, right?
He is a Commanders fan.
Yeah, something weird.
So he did a column on NBC Sports where he does, 25 things I heard at the Combine.
Mm-hmm.
And one was talking about how weak the free agency class is for wideouts. And at the end of this little blurb, he says, don't be shocked when Darius Slayton from the Giants signs for what will seem like a ridiculous amount given his career production to date.
Hmm.
Same for De'Ami Brown.
Mm-hmm.
So these pipe dreams, I think, of people that like De'Ami Brown and want to bring him back for, hey, maybe we can sign him for 3 years, $15 million. I don't think that's going to be the case.
There might be a flurry.
His market's going to be way bigger.
Yeah, yeah. There might be a flurry of activity from Adam Peters here in the next couple of days.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't hold my breath on De'Ami Brown coming back because he knows he's going to get other offers.
Mm-hmm.
And you're seeing other teams make moves, right? We've seen the Eagles extend Saquon Barkley. And then yesterday, Zach Bond, who we talked about, that would be a great player for the Commanders to poach.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're not going to get their crack at him. So other teams are extending players. They're making moves.
Right.
Joey Bosa gets released. To me, DK Metcalf, sure, great luxury if you're able to add him. But I feel like, given the fact they don't have a fourth-round pick, given the fact they don't have a fifth-round pick, you're going to have to get rid of picks to get him.
He's better than those picks.
I understand that. So you're going to get rid of a first or second?
I don't think first. I don't think he'd go for a first.
I'm actually a little bit intrigued by that first name that I mentioned. If you're not looking to break the bank and add another wideout,
Slayton.
Yeah.
Darius Slayton is a guy who can get deep. He's kind of shifty, with Debo working underneath, and you pair up Terry with Darius Slayton on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
Could have something there. Now,
and I think your boy Christian Kirk was released.
Christian Kirk, I don't know if he's been officially released, but I know
but
that
he
they're
will be
talking about releasing.
And that's somebody
him.
Who played under
that's
with
another
Kingsbury.
Possibility.
In Arizona. And
frankly, we talked about it. I mean, Bosa's, I would see what the market is for him. He can't hurt you.
Right.
He can't hurt you.
800-636-1067. It is open line Thursday.
Everywhere.
So you're in on DK. At what cost?
I'm not saying they're going to get him, but I'm saying if they got him, I'd be thrilled.
I wouldn't give up a first. I wouldn't give up a first for him, but.
Would you give up a second?
Maybe a second.
They have it. They've shown that.
I mean, you're going to draft somebody better at wide receiver in the second round? Than DK right now?
No. They've shown that they're very frugal and they make sort of wise decisions with their compensation for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
So I just trust whatever they could pull if they actually executed it.
Cody Benjamin from CBS Sports had a list of one free agent that each team cannot afford to lose.
Okay.
And that free agent for Washington was De'Ami Brown.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they said.
It wasn't my guy, Dante Fowler?
Did he write that before the Debo deal?
Yeah. No, he wrote it after the Debo deal. Mm. Yeah.
Well, I know talking to some guys that cover the team, they said they know they want De'Ami back, but they don't expect him back because of exactly what we said.
Yeah,
it's just the market's going to be
big.
The
weird thing is there might be a bidding war for De'Ami Brown. Yes. I never thought I'd say those words ever, but apparently that's the case.
You know, I had a weird, this is like almost like a dream. It was like, I was thinking about this as I was going to sleep. Mm-hmm. So You can make fun of me if you want, but this is related to our conversation a little bit. What if, do you think it, if we had if Saquon Barkley instead of the Eagles,
mm-hmm. right?
Do you think that this season plays out totally different?
Would we, are you basically saying would the Commanders have won the Super
and
Bowl
he has
with Barkley?
Yes.
And he has the same type of year?
Yeah, probably.
I mean,
why didn't we go after him?
I guess they just didn't feel like it was
no idea.
It's funny, we haven't talked about I don't think we've kind of talked about it from that perspective mm-hmm. all year, but I was just laying in bed going, man, he was such a difference maker for them and he had such a bomb season.
Yep.
And our running back room is sort of weird. Why don't we just get him and lock him up?
They weren't ready to take that big swing.
You're right.
They didn't take any big swings. Everything last year was, I mean, Luvu was a nice addition for your free agency. Everybody else was kind of a veteran, short-term deal.
Peters went for a single with Austin Eckler. Mm-hmm. He didn't go for the home run with Saquon. He just wasn't ready to pull the trigger.
I was thinking about Hard Knocks and thinking about how those guys went through that decision and just how awful it ended up playing out for them.
Yeah.
Why didn't we go after him? Then I started thinking, why didn't we go after him?
By the way, if you put DK and Debo into the locker room,
yeah.
I feel like there'd be a lot of fireworks.
Well, I mean, I think Dan Quinn would have a lit, you know, put a lid on that. Like, it sounds like he's got really good control of the locker room.
Now, kind of going back to yesterday's conversation, if you have to give me one of them, I'd rather have DK than Devontae.
Just because he's a little bit younger? Yeah, I guess.
Although Devontae is a free agent now.
Right.
Correct.
He can sign with anybody.
And DK's got 1 year left on his deal, I believe.
So that's why we won't get, you know, first round pick.
Right. Yeah.
Unless he agrees to a deal.
I mean, Debo went for a fifth round pick with 1 year left on his deal.
What a steal.
So there's no way DK is going for a first or second. He's probably going for something similar. Yeah, probably.
Probably
for a third. We don't even have a third, but if we did, I mean, of course you're doing that.
You don't want DK giving Debo diet advice either.
No.
Does DK just eat candy?
He eats like a lot of gummy bears.
Yeah, but isn't he ripped?
Oh, he's so ripped.
I think he only eats like one meal.
Yeah.
Turns he's got some wacky diet.
Turns out his meal is Sour Patch Kids with peanut M&Ms.
I could never Sounds do delicious. That one.
But he eats one proper meal a day, drinks coffee, and consumes 3 to 4 bags of candy with gummy candies like Lifesavers and Skittles being his favorites.
He's going to go to the dentist more than you if he keeps doing that.
That'd be hard to do, but maybe. Trap, you're the diehard Seahawks fan here. I know we talked about it a little bit yesterday. You thought it was kind of unlikely, and now it seems like, I don't know, maybe something will happen. I don't know. The only reason I saw is that he just wants to be on a more competitive team. Is that it?
He wants an extension. Yeah.
He wants an extension.
Seahawks won 10 games last year.
Yeah.
They're a competitive team. They're more than competitive.
So it's weird.
He wants an extension. That's all it is.
Right.
So if the Seahawks, and they're probably not going great negotiations, so he's going to request a trade unless they give him what he wants. And that's fine. I think he goes much higher than a third-round pick. There was a rumor last week that the Packers offered a first-rounder mm-hmm. for him. Now, I'm not saying that's what's going to happen, but, I mean, he's not going to come to the Commanders. I hate to burst anyone's bubble. He's not going to be second fiddle to anybody. And he wants to be a number one receiver on a good team. I mean, he scored 48 touchdowns in his career. He's only 27 years old. He's a touchdown machine.
Here's what I know.
He's going to want
to play second fiddle. Just be you.
But you can't pay $75 million to your three receivers.
It's tough to do.
I don't care if you have cat.
If DK leaves Seattle, JSN's numbers to the moon in 2025. Like, he's going to catch 120 balls.
Because Lockett's gone,
Lockett's gone. DK would be gone. Now, they would have to obviously bring in some other help around him. But JSN would be the focal point of the passing game.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of money to give those guys.
Yeah.
True.
I'll give a little plug to my daughter, the Hungry Foodie, on TikTok.
Yeah.
She has a video with over 200,000 views, eating like DK Metcalf for a day.
Oh, really? Just candy? It's a candy palooza?
Yeah, the coffee.
Okay, good.
Candy.
Love it.
And that's pretty much it.
It's what he eats, and it's one meal a day. It sounds fantastic.
I think I eat the same stuff. How come I don't look like that?
Yeah, how come I don't have a 12-pack like DK Metcalf? Oh, I know. Genetics is a big part.
That's a big part of it.
It's a huge component.
But I'm guessing he works out a little bit more than you,
too. The workouts, too, yeah. Genetics plus lack of workouts is the reason I look like this and DK Metcalf looks the way he does. All right, 800-636-1067 is the number on an open line Thursday brought to you by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors? Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time, and they're installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home, because it's where you live.